Hare Krishna. Reading from Surrender Unto Me, An Overview of the Bhagavad Gita. Contents of the Gita summarized, text 13. Krishna continues to instruct Arjuna, who has surrendered to him. As the embodied soul continuously passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at death. A sober person is not bewildered by such a change. Comment. In response to Arjuna's balking at killing Bhishma and Drona, Krishna is assuring Arjuna that Bhishma and Drona are both souls and cannot die. Death is simply a change of body. Every embodied soul must endure it. Bhishma passes through the stage of boyhood, Komararam, then youth, Yovanam, and now he is an old man, Jara. He has already changed body many times. A wise man is not bewildered by these bodily changes. Neither does he lament for them, because such lamentation is based on illusion. The history of Maharaj Jayati provides a graphic example. After growing old, Maharaj Jayati traded his old body for his son's youth. Upon his obtaining a youthful body, no one lamented that the king had relinquished his old body. Rather, everyone was happy. Here Krishna asks Arjuna, why lament if Bhishma and Drona take on new young bodies? Do not be bewildered. Diris tathra namuyati. A sober person is not bewildered by such a change. According to both Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Srila Baladeva Vidyabhusan, Arjuna agrees with Krishna that Bhishma and Drona would be better off in younger bodies. But, Arjuna explains, his reluctance to fight is due to his current relationship with them, which is based on their present bodies, and he will still feel misery in their absence. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments, one may ask, by connection with the self, even one's body becomes an object of affection. By a connection with one's body, one's children, siblings, and so on also become dear. So when they are destroyed, one naturally experiences unhappiness. This objection is answered by the verse beginning in Dehinha. The jiva, who is the possessor of his body, reaches the stage of childhood. When that boyhood is then destroyed, he reaches youth. And when his youth is destroyed, he reaches old age. In the same way, one attains another body. So just as one doesn't lament when the stages of childhood and youth have been, quote, destroyed, even though they are objects of his affection, similarly, one should not lament when his body is, quote, destroyed, even though it is an object of affection because of its connection with the self. Someone may counterclaim that there is indeed unhappiness when one's youth is destroyed and one reaches old age. But in response, we can say that one rejoices when his childhood is destroyed and he reaches youth. Thus, we should rejoice that Bhishma, Drona, and others are going to receive new bodies after their old ones are destroyed. Or else, we may say that just as one person in the same body necessarily must achieve all the stages beginning with childhood, similarly, the same one jiva, who possesses bodies, obtains a whole series of bodies. Srila Baladeva Vidyabhusan comments, one may say, although the souls who are now conditioned by the bodies of Bhishma and so on are eternal, it is natural that there be sorrow upon the destruction of their bodies, which were the facilities for their enjoyment. The answer is as follows. With the destruction of the decrepit bodies of Bhishma and so on, they're going to receive new bodies. That should be a cause for rejoicing, just as were Jayati's regaining his youth. Krishna's reply to Arjuna's specific hesitancy is text 14. Here is text 14. O son of Kunti, the non-permanent appearance of happiness and distress, and their disappearance in due course, are like the appearance and disappearance of winter and summer seasons. They arise from sense perception, O scion of Bharata, and one must learn to tolerate them without being disturbed. Comment. Krishna instructs Arjuna not to lament, but to tolerate. Arjuna should not forsake his duty because of the temporary pains and pleasures that arise in the course of its performance. Text 15. O best amongst men, Arjuna, the person who is not disturbed by happiness and distress and is steady in both is certainly eligible for liberation. Comment. Krishna now mentions for the first time a spiritual goal, liberation. By performing our prescribed duties, karma, we obtain knowledge, jnana, which is a prerequisite for liberation. Text 16. Those who are seers of the truth have concluded that of the non-existent, the material body, there is no endurance, and of the eternal, the soul, there is no change. This they have concluded by studying the nature of both. Comment. Krishna again rebukes Arjuna. Seers of the truth recognize the difference between the body and the soul. Indirectly, he tells Arjuna that despite his previous scholarly words, he has not understood things as they are. Krishna clarifies the truth by offering two propositions in this verse. Nasato vidyate bhavo and na bhavo vidyate sataha. First, the material body and all material situations are temporary. They have no actual existence. Second, only those things that are sat, eternal, truly exist. Krishna continues instructing Arjuna in text 17. That which pervades the entire body, you should know to be indestructible. No one is able to destroy that imperishable soul. Comment. This text refers to Krishna's second point, na bhavo vidyate sataha. In text 16, Krishna here explains the body-soul duality. After his brief explanation here, he will not mention this most basic point again in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna explains his first point, nasato vidyate bhavo, in text 18. Here's 18. The material body of the indestructible, immeasurable, and eternal living entity is sure to come to an end. Therefore, fight, O descendant of Bharata. Comment. This verse reverses Arjuna's argument that by not fighting, he will save his family members from harm. Everyone's body must perish, for no material body has true existence. Fearing for the death of others is ignorance. The soul, the real person within the body, is indestructible. Srila Prabhupada writes, quote, so from both viewpoints, there is no cause of lamentation. Because the living entity as he is cannot be killed, nor can the material body be saved for any length of time or permanently protected. Hare Krishna. We shall end here, and Hare Krishna continue with Krishna's instructions to Arjuna about the eternality of the soul and the ephemeral, ever-changing, temporary, illusory existence of the material body. He shall continue this instruction very soon. Hare Krishna.